It's going good. It's definitely a bit of a different game, and you got to study a little bit more. I was comfortable at right tackle. I've been playing there for the last 3 years, so being that I am playing a different position right now, you got to get in your playbook a little bit more.
Were you disappointed at first when you learned that this was a possibility? Walk us through your feelings about this when you first learned.
I always understood it was a possibility. I knew when I was coming out that 50% of the team saw me at right tackle and 50% of the teams saw me moving back at guard because I played so many snaps there at Miami. But when I first heard about it, you know, you get disappointed because you're moving positions. But at the end of the day, as long as I'm on the field and as long as I'm one of the best five, I'm happy with that.
What is the biggest challenge? What is the biggest difference between tackle and guard? Because you're not dealing with each other, the rusher necessarily. What is it the biggest challenge?
I think when you're inside and you're playing against a bigger guy, so it's easier to get your hands on them. I feel like the play begins after you get your hands on them. When you're outside at tackle, the plays that you're dealing with a lot smaller guys and they're a lot faster, so it's the battles before you get your hands on them.
Were you told that it was, you know, wouldn't necessarily you as much as getting Chris Clark, you know, and that top 5-2 that he was a part of why this move was made?
I was told nothing's definite and that they want to play the best five. So if Chris Clark could play right tackle and I could go back to playing at a high level at left guard, that they just want the best five on the field, and that's what the starting five would look like.
Getting to know Ryan Clady the last couple of years, what do you think that'll be like playing alongside him as far as two pretty actual guys with that skill set?
It's going to be great. You know, I'm excited to play beside Clady. I played beside a lot of great players since I've been in the league, but never got opportunity to play beside Clady. He likes to communicate, so he's definitely on the same page as me.
Orlando, they drafted an offensive lineman. We always hear how it's one of the harder transitions from college to pros for an offensive lineman. Why is that?
It's just the amount of stuff that you have to know, especially in this offense. I think if I was a rookie in this offense, I don't think I would have played. You know, I think it was a lot easier for me to play with Kyle Orton and Tim Tebow when I came in than it is to come and play with a guy like Peyton.
They also talked about you guys are really the most tight-knit group on the team. Does that make it tougher for a new guy to get in, or is that almost maybe in a way make it easier?
I think it makes it a little bit easier because you got guys that we do stuff each week, and it does make them feel a little bit more comfortable than a lot of other position groups, I feel like.
Landy, you had such a good season both individually and as a team last year, but does it make it hard, the way the season ended in New York, does it make it hard to look back and enjoy, you know, the record-breaking season because of the way it ended in such a bad way?
You definitely think about it. You're going to think about it until you play your next football game, but the key thing is to focus that we did have a lot of success last year, and you know, you want to get into this season and have the same success. So you try to focus on that, but you're always going to think about that last game until you get to play another one.
Do you use it as fuel or fire, motivation? I know you guys used the Baltimore upset the year before to kind of spur you guys last year.
I think each player will. I know I am, because I definitely didn't have my best game. So I definitely look at it as a learning tool. I look back at it as a learning situation, and I got to get better. So I definitely I'm working a little bit harder on different things that I was exposed in that game.
Have you gone back and watched the film or watched the broadcast from TV or any of that?
Didn't really need to watch it. I mean, I know there's about five plays in that game where I'll never forget those plays, so I could see them in my head every day.
So what is it like, how do you think you're doing at left guard? Is the footwork, I imagine the footwork's...
It's pretty it's actually pretty similar footwork. I really won't know if I'm a good left guard in this league until in a few weeks when I get to go against some D tackles in this league. So the footwork is pretty different, pretty much similar. It's different putting my hand down, but you talk about tracks as the offensive lineman, so the tracks are all the same, and it's just learning that how your center is going to set as opposed to how your guard's going to set when I was out there at tackle.
Do you do any training differently? To stay the same as when you were on the outside?
Last year I played about 315. I plan on playing about the same this year.
A little strange without Chris in the room with you guys?
Absolutely. Chris Cooper was a great guy. I mean, he's one of my best friends on this team. I mean, if it wasn't for Coop, I would have never played as a rookie. So it's definitely a little different.
Why do you say that?
Because he really took care of everything. I remember there was times where he was making the mic point and he was telling me what to do, and he was still performing at a high level on what he had to do.
Did I see on Twitter earlier this year, back to
Jamaica? Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Normally we start OTAs a little bit earlier. My mom's birthday is April 16th, so me, my brother, my nephew, my niece, we all went down there to surprise my mom for her birthday.
Yep. Selfishly, perhaps, if you wanted to be selfish, this would be a tough move when you're going into a contract year. What do you think? You think versatility maybe might help you after this year?
Yeah, I think that if I'm one of the best five players and I'm on the field, I think that benefits me either way, whether I'm playing right tackle or whether I'm playing left guard.
You said it's more difficult for a guy to come in with Peyton. Is that because of the audibles?
Our offense is pretty complex. We run a lot of stuff up at the line of scrimmage, so I know it would have been hard for me to come in and play right away in this offense.
You guys did so much on offense last year. Where can you take it this year? What do you see?
You could just improve. I mean, we talked about winning the fourth quarter, and a lot of times we didn't win the fourth quarter as far as points. You know, a lot of times we got that lead and we were comfortable and we didn't score a lot in the fourth quarters in last year's game. So you talk about wanting to improve on that and being able to finish off games.
They've also talked about maybe being a little more physical for the running attack, so you don't have to have Peyton set every record necessarily to be the team you are. Are you looking forward to that with that line, especially if you're a guard? You know,
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to, as offensive lineman, you want to be able to play physical, and I feel like when you're at guard, you're able to play a little bit more physical than at tackle in the run game and in the pass game. Everybody wants to play physical in the run game. That's just how it is. But when you're at tackle from guard, it's a little bit different how you can play in the pass game. And I feel like at guard, you can play a little bit more physical.
One good thing is the left tackles usually hog the Pro Bowl and All-Pro spots. No guards make Pro Bowls.
And right tackles don't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is a good thing.
All right, guys.
Anything else? All right, thanks. Thanks, Orlando. Thank you.